obviously, we would have liked to play better. That's a something that we talked about as a team, is to challenge our guys to really come out, be focused, and you know, so much of this game is performing like you do in practice. You know, catch the balls that are thrown to you. You know, when it says five-step drop. If it says break the route off at 10, you break the route off at 10. If you're supposed to cover the strong hook, then cover the strong hook. And some of the things that we saw in practice didn't carry over to the game, and it was some of the same base routes that we saw. And it demonstrated to me, especially in the first half, that our guys were a little bit, you know, not in phase. And that's what we talked to them in the second half. I know defensively we made a big pitch on that. And, you know, we saw improvement. I think our guys settled down defensively. I think we had 8 series in a row where they didn't score. We'll build off that. I think that we can improve. We have some areas to improve defensively. I think our tackling wasn't where it needed to be. But we'll get those things corrected. Special teams, I saw improvement in our special teams. To get the block punt, you know, right away in the first half, that was a good sign. And I think our coverage became better. Offensively, we just sometimes it takes time to find out our identity. And I know as a staff we're going to dig deep, and we'll continue to dig deep to find out the things that we do best, and then we'll emphasize those. So with that, I open it up for questions. Well, the rhythm. You know, it just never felt like we could get in rhythm. Now, a lot of that credit goes to Kansas City. You know, they have a good defense. We knew they played good defense, and credit should go to them. But, you know, we still have to find a way to execute. And, you know, we had a couple mishaps, drop balls, like I said. Run game, you know, wasn't as existent as we thought or had hoped it would be. So we just have to create a rhythm. And I think that we never really got in the flow of things. Yeah, a laceration on his hand. So
no damage to the
just what I thought I saw, he was getting stitches.
Was there anything positive offensively that you could take out of this?
Well, I did think we competed, but I think they competed out there, but the frustrating part was at times they were competing the wrong way. They were trying so hard and doing some of the wrong things out there. And we just got to compete. I love that part of it. But we still have to execute. We have to do things right. And, you know, it might be a wake-up call for us, you know, to where we go into practice and say, okay, yeah, that didn't work doing it that way. And we believe we really have to stay true to what our teachings are. And I'm not putting it on all the players now. It's coaches, too. But I think there's that learning curve where we're trying to figure things out, figure out what we do best. And, you know, at times it might be tough to see what we do best on tape. Yeah, I think effort, and I didn't see guys on the field, like even down on the last drive, you know, guys catching the ball, going for extra yardage, guys on the sideline still into it, guys getting in a huddle and talking one another up, communicating on the field, competing to get better. Let's get better. That's the part that I saw that, you know what, when you have that, we can work with it, and we'll work with it.
As you search for this team's offensive identity, as you said,
we're going to try to get to the point where we can establish things through tempo. But when you do that, you've got to get into a rhythm, and you've got to create imbalances on the defense. You know, where they're a little bit hot and cold on what you're doing. And I think if they can knock out the run and knock out the quick game, and you're like, okay, now how do we get in rhythm when they do well on those things? So, again, I think that's just learning who we are. And I know we will. It's just like in, you know, in preseason where you saw a couple games where we did some things well offensively. And I know that in my previous experience, the lockout year, they said, you know what, sometimes it might take 6 or 7 games our first year or second year to where it takes time to establish yourself. Well, we don't want to wait that long. So we'll dig in deep and find out what it is. Well, yeah, I have to take a look at it on tape, you know, and it might be a situation where matchups or max protection or give some help on the edges. But even those things where you get out of whack, as I call it, happens in the offensive line. You know, it might be where Luke saw Tom Mahoney and says, oh, you know what, now I've got to do this to stop him. And it's, no, Luke, you just have to do what you do. Just stay true to what you've been practicing. And sometimes when they try too hard, they get out of their technique and they get out of their base fundamentals. And you got to bring them back to that world to get them to trust the preparation.
What was the offensive game plan going in? I mean, it started off you stepping your board sideways like you're trying to stretch.
Right. You know what? If the, with the pressure looks that we saw from them, you know, to get it out on the perimeter, get it to our speed in the perimeter, ace, and trying to get some bubbles and you know, get it to where we can get chunks of yards and then let our athletes catch the ball and have a chance to operate in space. And once we slow down that, then, you know, try to hit them with some of the run game. We felt like some of the two-back runs, we would have a chance to be effective on it. They did a good job stuffing it. Well, like I said, I give credit to them, and we should. We should give credit to them, but we have to do a better job of executing.
Coach, you've been coaching a long, long time. Can you even go back in your mind and remember how anything more frustrating than a game like this? Do you remember?
Yeah, back when I was at Fort Lewis, New Mexico Highlands. You know, it comes to mind. No, you know what? We know with our team, I mean, those guys in there, they're just as frustrated now. They're frustrated, not in just that we didn't come out and do better. And that's okay. I mean, I'm glad they're a little bit frustrated because that allows change to take place.
Yeah, but nobody wants to say that they're the guy is closest to 1,000 yards is Brian Anger, your punter right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, you mentioned two times in the preseason what you just talked about, guys trying so hard and that they get out of whack, as you like to say.
Right, right.
Is that a product of the youth of this team, the turnover in the roster, this team's characteristic? Can you put your finger on that?
I don't know if it's – I wouldn't say so much youth. I would say maybe more experience, you know, because if you get somebody that's played 3 years – and played every game for 3 years, that might be, you know, he's not been in the league very long, but he has tremendous experiences. So I think there's some things that, you know, show inexperience at playing in games. And, you know, we have some new guys and we have some rookies that are playing for the first time. And that's what our talk was. It's like you're talking to them and then you look over here and you have Jason Babin and Puz and Mojo. And you're trying to send both messages. And last night, we used our older guys to help our younger guys to say, hey, it is exciting, the first NFL game, but you really have to simplify. You can't go into the game thinking, okay, now I have to try to do this. No, you just stay true to yourself. And I think that's the learning curve we're going through.
So you think that you would see a different kind of football team if the guys settle down and play the way that you've seen them play in practice?
Well, I can illustrate that defensively. You know, I thought defensively, even in the first quarter, I think we were scrambling a little bit. But then I thought we settled down. And I thought guys started to settle down more and just go back to their base fundamentals and their principles. And so it was illustrated there. That is a great illustration to teach our team. No, we did not do that. A couple of reasons. One, we just looked at it because we knew the number of receivers we had up and how big 11 personnel was into our package, and we felt like Will was productive in Atlanta doing it as well. Grats has an ankle sprain. We'll see how severe it is later on. And Rackley had a knee sprain, I believe, the same knee that he had before.
All right, last question. On that first interception, it looked like Cecil was going deep and Blaine thought he was going to break the route off. What was supposed to happen with that?
Yeah, the communication. Blaine thought it was going to be a back shoulder fade, and that's part of it, the communication that takes place on the field. And that's the learning curve, and that's when we talk about the culture of execution. This game is a precision game, and that one is blatant right there. That is not precise. We had other things that maybe we'll see on tape, and what we saw as coaches, maybe you didn't see as much, even with the line communication, some of the blocking schemes that we use, that were not precise yet. And to be effective in this league, you have to be precise.